This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
All right, so, you know, it's no secret that when you're trying to grow a business, there are a ton of marketing strategies out there.
Absolutely. And it can almost feel, well, overwhelming.
Yeah, totally. It's like, where do you even begin if you want to see actual results, like, you know, for your bottom line?
Right. And with everyone vying for your attention, it's easy to feel stuck, not knowing where to focus.
Exactly. So to help us navigate this whole marketing maze, we're diving deep into an article called Boost Your Bottom Line with These Proven Marketing Strategies.
Written by Chris Bradley, who, by the way, has a pretty impressive track record.
Oh, yeah. Tell me more.
Well, he's the co-founder of Double Dome Digital Marketing. And get this, he's been leading them to, you know, profitability for 24 years.
Wow, 24 years. So he's not just talking the talk, he's actually walking the walk.
Exactly.
That's why we thought it would be super valuable to kind of like dissect this article.
Right, pull out the most effective strategies, the stuff that's actually proven to work.
And then, you know, kind of lay it all out there for our listeners so they can see, like, oh, okay, maybe I could try that in my own business.
Exactly. Give them some actionable insights that they can really sink their teeth into.
Awesome. So let's jump right in. And I think, like, the first thing that comes to mind for anyone trying to market anything these days is social media.
Oh, absolutely. Social media has become like this massive space where businesses can connect with, you know, potential customers and even the people they already do business with.
Yeah, I mean, the reach is incredible.
It really is. Mm-hmm. And Bradley, in his article, highlights some key ways to kind of tap into that potential.
So what does he say?
Well, for one thing, he talks about the importance of creating content that, well, actually engages people.
Which, let's be real, is not always easy these days.
True, especially with everyone, you know, scrolling and scrolling. But he also mentions more, I guess, direct approaches like running targeted ads.
Right, like those ads that just seem to know exactly what you've been thinking about.
Exactly. And then there are the giveaways, which apparently can be really good for engagement.
I've seen a ton of those popping up in my feed lately. But it's more than just, you know, shouting your message out into the void, right?
Exactly. The article really emphasizes the value of building relationships, genuine ones.
So it's about, like, actually connecting with people.
Yeah, like fostering these little communities around things people care about, you know, things that relate to your brand.
That makes sense. So it's about turning your followers into, like, advocates for your business.
Exactly. Because when you have people who genuinely connect with what you're doing, well, that's when things really start to take off.
Got it. Okay, let's move on to another strategy that Bradley talks about, email marketing.
Ah, yes, email. You might think it's a bit, you know, old school in today's world.
Right, like who even uses email anymore?
Well, actually, Bradley makes a really strong case for why it's still incredibly effective, especially when it comes to reaching new customers and, you know, keeping your current ones engaged.
Interesting. So why is that?
Well, one of the biggest strengths of email marketing is that you're reaching out to people who have already shown some interest in what you have to offer.
Oh, I see. So it's about targeting like a specific group of people who are more likely to be receptive to your message.
Exactly. It's like with broader marketing, you're casting a wide net. But with email, you're going straight to the fish that are already biting.
I like that analogy. So you're not just, you know, blasting everyone with the same message. It's more personalized.
Right. You can tailor the content based on like what people have bought before or what they've clicked on in your emails.
Okay, that makes sense. So what are some ways businesses can use email marketing?
Well, obviously promoting products or services is a big one.
Of course.
But Bradley also talks about sharing like valuable information and, you know, just staying in touch with your customer base.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's about building those relationships, right?
Exactly. Like you're not just trying to sell something every time you send an email.
Right. It's more about creating a connection.
And staying top of mind so that when people are ready to buy, they think of you first.
I get it. Okay, on to strategy number three. Content marketing. What exactly is that?
So content marketing is basically about creating and sharing content that's, well, helpful, informative, and engaging.
Okay, so what kind of content are we talking about here?
All sorts of things. Bradley mentions blog posts, you know, the kind that answer questions people are searching for online.
Right.
He also talks about infographics. Those can be really effective because they're visually appealing.
Definitely.
And then there are videos, which are becoming like super popular these days.
Yeah, everyone loves a good video.
And even just like quick tips that you can share on social media or wherever.
I see. So it's about providing value to your audience.
Exactly. And the idea is that when you consistently give people useful information, you become a trusted source in their eyes.
Right, like an expert they can rely on.
And that builds a relationship, which in the long run can lead to more sales.
Got it. So you're not directly selling in every piece of content, but you are building trust and authority.
Exactly. It's a longer game, but it can be really effective.
Makes sense. Okay, now let's talk about how people actually find you online in the first place. Bradley spends a good chunk of the article on search engine optimization, SEO.
Right. So SEO is basically all about making sure your website shows up high in the search results when people are looking for things related to your business.
Got it. So like if I have a website selling handmade candles, I want my website to be at the top of the page when someone searches for, you know, best scented candle.
Exactly. Because think about it. When you do a Google search, how often do you go past the first page of results?
Not very often, I'll be honest.
Exactly. So if your website isn't on that first page, you're basically invisible.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So how do you actually improve your SEO?
Well, Bradley mentioned several things. First, you need to make sure you're using the right keywords on your website. Yeah, like the words and phrases that people are actually typing into the search bar.
So going back to my candle example, I'd want to make sure my website uses words like soy candles, aromatherapy candles, that kind of thing.
Exactly. You want to sprinkle those keywords throughout your website's content. And you also need to make sure your website's code is like optimized.
Code, like the behind the scenes stuff.
Right. Because if your website is slow or clunky, people will just click away.
Yeah. Nobody likes a slow website.
And of course, you need to create high quality content that's relevant to what people are searching for.
So this ties back into content marketing then.
Exactly. It's all connected.
Okay. So if you do all of this SEO stuff right, what's the end result?
Well, the goal is to get more people to visit your website organically.
Organically, what does that mean?
It means they found you through a search engine, not because you paid for an ad.
Oh, I see. So it's like free traffic to your website.
Right, which could be a huge boost for your business, especially in the long run.
All right, let's move on to the final strategy Bradley talks about, pay-per-click advertising, or PPC. Now, this one sounds a bit more like financially involved.
It is. So with PPC, you're basically paying for each click on your ad.
So like every time someone clicks on my ad, I have to pay.
Exactly.
Okay. So how does this whole bidding thing work?
All right. So you choose certain keywords that are relevant to your business and what you're selling.
Okay.
And then you basically bid on those keywords, meaning you tell the platform how much you're willing to pay for each click on your ad when it shows up for those keywords.
I see. So if I'm selling those handmade candles, I might bid on keywords like, you know, luxury candles or natural soy candle.
Exactly. And the more competitive the keyword, the more you probably have to pay.
Right. That makes sense.
And then the platform like Google will show your ad to people who are searching for those keywords.
Got it. So the main advantage here is that you're only paying for people who are actually interested enough to click on your ad.
Exactly. You're not wasting money on people who aren't even remotely interested in what you're selling.
I like that. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here, from social media to email to content marketing to SEO and even PPC advertising.
And Bradley's main point, based on his years of experience, is that all of these are proven ways to, well, boost your bottom line.
Right, and he suggests that businesses try out different strategies to see what works best for them.
Exactly. There's no one-size-fits-all solution. What works for one business might not work for another.
Right. So it's about experimentation and figuring out what fits your specific business.
Exactly.
Oh, and before we wrap up, there was one other thing that Bradley mentioned briefly, affiliate marketing.
Ah, yes. That can be a really interesting avenue as well.
So how does that work?
Basically, you partner with other people or businesses who promote your products or services, and then you pay them a commission for any sales they generate.
So it's like having an army of salespeople working for you.
Kind of, yeah.
Interesting. All right. So taking all of this into account, what would you say is the most important thing for our listeners to remember?
Well, I think the key takeaway is that there are so many different ways to market your business. It can feel overwhelming at first, but by understanding these different strategies, you can start to figure out which ones are right for you.
Exactly. It's about taking that first step, you know, maybe trying out one new thing at a time and seeing what happens.
Exactly. Because in the world of business and marketing, things are constantly changing. There's always something new to learn and explore.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully this deep dive has given our listeners a better understanding of some of the most effective marketing strategies out there.
Definitely. And hopefully it's given them some ideas for how to grow their own businesses.
That's what we're here for. So to our listeners, if you've been on the fence about trying out a new marketing tactic, now's the time to take the plunge.
Yeah, dive in. What have you got to lose?
That's right. You never know what might work until you try it.
Absolutely. So go out there and experiment, and most importantly, have fun with it.
And remember, in the world of business, the learning never stops. So keep exploring, keep growing, and keep those bottom lines booming.
We'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.
See ya.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30-plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.